And then it's time for lunch again, all I know. Work is easy when you don't stress out about deadlines. All I know is I take my medicine, I always take my medicine. And I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, I feel fantastic.
Welcome to the 14th episode of the North Fulton Drama Club podcast. We're well into rehearsals for Midsummer Night's Dream, so we've had very little time to gather around the iPod for one of our usual podcasts. So we've decided to let you, podcast listener, just eavesdrop on us as we go about our business. First, you'll join us for some pre-rehearsal dinner. This includes not only Nikki, Alyssa, and myself, but also cast member Jim Daly. After dinner, you'll listen in on some scene work featuring Sean Anderson, Jessica DeMaria, and Zip Rampy. Then you'll be joining Nikki and Alyssa upstairs in the barn during a costume building session. Cast member Sarah Papp makes a cameo appearance during that segment.
Well, pretty much whatever. Right now, mouths are full.
Dinner.
Yeah, we're all sharing the same dinner.
This is actually a very typical, this is kind of what we do. Three of us get here, you know, anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half before rehearsal starts.
It's 5:56 now.
5:56. Rehearsal starts at 7. People will start showing up at 6:30 because they love us and they just want to hang out and shoot the crap and everything. But this is kind of our time to
sit still,
bitch about our day, talk about plans for the night.
Previously, this was when we'd all break out the lean cuisines and live in the microwave. And we don't do that anymore.
We've moved on to homemade, reheatable meals.
We make enough dinner, some kind of casserole, or in this case, it's a...
Thank you, Sally Parrott Ashbrook. You are my inspiration.
Thank you, Sally Parrott Ashbrook. Yes, indeed. We'll link to her blog. This is feta and herb bisque, whatever.
It's very good.
Yeah. It's a kitchen sink kind of recipe, so whatever vegetables you have, just throw them in there.
And Nikki and Thomas are nice. Ooh, there's my Coke. Thank you, Coca-Cola. If you want to sponsor us, give us a ring. Nikki and Thomas feed me. Because they love me.
Someone should.
You whine less when we feed you.
It's true. Nikki and Thomas don't have kids. So it's not like I'm their kid. It's like I'm their third cat. Which should tell you where I stand.
Pretty high.
Pretty high.
You don't shed nearly as much as they do.
Well, when I had more hair, I did. Maybe on like terms about the amount of hair I've dropped down your sink.
I can guess. Yeah. We don't need to talk about it.
Do we have?
Anyway,
now we're close. Woo! So we're kind of like,
Are you guys costume-like?
We're really close.
Well, we're basically 100% done. Thank God for eBay.
Yeah, this time it was eBay, Rusty Zipper,
which is a really, really great vintage clothing website that does not charge $150,000. Like, for some reason, all of these online vintage stores seems to think that like $100 million for it, which is ridiculous because we have found vintage items in like perfect condition for $15 at an antique store. So I don't know if it's whether, I don't know.
Well, it's what the market will bear.
Right.
Well, the joke is that hipsters inflate the market, but anyway.
Stupid hipsters.
So anyway,
the Rusty Zipper.
We bought a couple things on Dynamite and then is the place called Artichoke or something? The first place we went to, they had the coat that we didn't... ended up not buying.
It's Agora.
Right, Agora, but then the other one, the place where the furry coat was.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the name of that place. It's in Athens. So if you ever go down there, it's a really great... They've got clothes, they've got records, they've got a lot of different kind of vintage-y stuff, and it's nicely organized, so you don't feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a great store. I don't think we ended up buying a costume there, but it's a great store.
No, we lusted after things in that store.
Yeah, the stuff we wanted in there was really nice and was more expensive than when we...
So how many costumes do you have to make?
Fairy wear that, for the regular fairies, we're doing add-on pieces.
American Apparel.
Thank you, American Apparel.
Cannot say enough about American Apparel. Totally randomly, apropos of nothing, I was not even looking for costumes. I clicked on a link to American Apparel because it was like, 30 dresses, wear this dress, 90 different... And of course, everything in American Apparel, God bless them, is like softcore porn. So you're looking at it.
You were like basically American Apparel world.
I was. I was looking at it at work and I was like, please don't let anyone look at this picture and think that I'm doing something wrong. Anyway, they had this dress on sale for $15. They only came in white and they only came in one size. If I could buy four of these dresses and not have to make four costumes, then that might be kind of awesome. And they showed up, and they are awesome. You can wear them 90 different ways. So we're going forward with that, with embellishments.
Yeah, so that should be pretty easy to add on some glitter organza. Ooh, I think that's pants.
Someone's pants.
Someone's pants.
It's a rectangle, a small tube, and a pillow-like envelope. So who knows? There's clothes in one of those.
Great.
So we've got our work cut out for us, but I think we've got it in hand.
And we are not sewing 7 Vogue patterns.
Oh.
And the only Vogue pattern we're sewing involves like 6 pieces of fabric. Folkwear is like so incredibly awesome. I just want to buy everything from Folkwear and then make it. Even if I have no purpose for it at all, some of it is so freaking cool. It's
the Bolivian wedding shirt.
No, Bolivian milkmaid jacket.
Bolivian milkmaid jacket. Yeah, they have like basically like 1 piece of clothing for each kind of regional area. So there's like, and occasionally for the bigger areas, there's 2 or 3.
Well, and there's like there's decades of clothing
and there's,
too.
Well,
there's
like
Americas.
The, yeah, there's like the Americas. There's
Asia.
There's, and then it gets broken down from there. Which is cool though, because it's all like really authentic looking. But the funniest thing to me is all of their models are like blonde-haired, blue-eyed Americans wearing like, but you know what? It makes you feel pretty. So you rock out with your socks out.
That's right.
With your Bolivian milkmaid socks.
Oh no, if I was really witty, I could come up with the word tabby socks.
Oh,
rock
yeah.
out with your tabby socks out.
Like a
yes.
ninja.
Yes. Like a ninja.
Like a ninja. So what about you?
What about me?
What about how well
sound
or us?
Sound design is, I think, done.
Cool.
I saw you were letting Miss Dave Maria listen to a track yesterday.
Yeah. I won't say that every character in Midsummer has kind of a song associated with it or that puts me in mind of that character, but some of them do. That'll be also used in the show. It's okay. There's Jim Daly. Say hello, Jim.
Hey.
See, as we said, some people arrive early, and because they
love us. Jim loves us.
Saying,
and he smiles. He's a man of few words.
Sheepishly with his combo.
Well, I was like, I walked in here like,
Well, that's what
you were doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was warning you
that we were recording. Anyway, we'll probably edit this out.
Oh, sorry.
No, we don't ever edit out the babble. We leave the babble.
We like the babble. As for the blocking of the show and stuff, it really is coming together.
It's refining. We had an experience last night. For those of you that have never been to see our shows, A, shame on you. B, you might live too far away. There is there's an outbuilding very close to the house that used to be the ice house for Barrington Hall. And instead of having them walk around it, people were actually coming in and out of it because it was cleaned out and we were given permission. Yesterday we arrived and there's all kinds of boards and planks and pieces of plywood, and all of them have huge rusty nails sticking in them.
Rusty nails.
Because they had basically gutted the inside of the show. All about tetanus avoidance, really.
Chase me,
don't fall on the nails.
If you fall on the nail, we are not covered.
I don't think that our insurance covers that. So, it's gone.
Maybe Barrington Halls does.
Perhaps. So that's gone. Our initial rehearsals, it's too cold and too dark because it's before the time change to be outside and rehearsing on the grounds and to do the initial blocking. So we did blocking around the table, indoors, which was...
I'm sorry,
Did the blocking that we did around the table?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I mean, that's how I block when I direct. The first time around, we sit down and talk about it, and then we go through it.
Yeah, but between talking about it and just actually laying it out on a piece of paper, it seems to make a lot more sense.
When you're standing up outside, you're kind of forced to walk and do some kind of movement, even if you don't know what the heck you're saying. So this really gave us a chance to be like, okay, here's what's going on in this scene. Here's what you're saying. Here's what this old Englishy gobbledygook actually translates to.
When I bow, I weep, and bow stillborn, in their nativity all truth appears. How can these things in me seem scorn to you, bearing the badge of faith to prove them true?
To advance your cunning more and more. When truth kills truth, oh, devilish holy prey. These vows are Hermia's. Will you give her o'er? Weigh oath with oath, and you will nothing weigh. Your vows to her and me, put in two scales, will even weigh, and both as light as tails.
I had no judgment when to her I swore.
Nor none in my mind, now you give her o'er.
Demetrius loves her, and he loves
whichever
not you.
Art when day is not. All night, all night, alack, alack, alack. I fear my Thisbe's promise is forgot. And thou, O wall, O sweet, O lovely wall, thou stand'st between her father's ground and mine. Thou wall, O sweet and lovely wall, show me thy chink to blink through with mine eyes.
Our liner, like we cut out all the ones, even the ones for lining. Okay, so this is Nikki and Alyssa. We are upstairs in the ye olde Barney, working on sewing, and it's Thursday, and I have like 80 yards of fabric, and Alyssa is rustling paper.
So I'm working on. What am I doing?
You're working on Titania's dress.
I'm working on Titania's dress. I literally meant that not in a more specific fashion of like, what the hell am I doing with this piece of pattern?
Well,
this is half the fun of what we do, is like
trying to help
each other out and figure out what we're doing, because, you know, we've taught ourselves to sew pretty much by doing this. I mean, like, I had done some stuff before.
I had done some stuff
Nikki
like
had
the
done
Dark Ages.
Right.
Podcast.
Like a million years ago. When she was Barbies.
Who are much easier to sew for than real people. Real measurements like a human being would have to crawl or not.
Barbies are easy. I hand sewed everything for my Barbies.
Barbies don't move. They don't gain or lose weight. They don't talk back. They don't have opinions.
In America, they do not talk back.
Barbies just
they don't
smile.
Look at you with that look of...
Are you really sure? That's all I'm saying.
They trust you until you cut all their hair off.
Which I never did.
What kind of girl were you that you didn't mutilate your Barbies? That's half the fun.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to understand. Like, do you know how deeply it was impressed upon me that I was not to cut my hair as a child?
No, obviously I didn't.
Really, seriously, you will not cut your hair. It is bad. Do not take a scissor to yourself. Like,
well... Yeah, because, you know, yourself, that's bad.
Yeah, so I just translated it to my dolls. Like, you know, they have long, pretty hair. I have long, pretty hair. QED.
Ipso facto.
Anyway, Barbies trust you.
Yeah.
That is what you're to take away from this discussion. We love everyone listening to this podcast,
yes.
Even if you've given us lip.
Okay, so I am working on this pattern for Eileen, who's playing Hippolyta, and this time we have managed, as we have mentioned previously, we have managed somehow to con other people into cutting our patterns for us, which is like the best thing ever.
Oh my God,
cutting patterns
ever.
Takes 1,000 years, and it takes longer because we hate to do it.
We whine, we cry, we pontificate.
Anyway, so we somehow con people into cutting all of our patterns for us. And Sarah, who's playing Titania, took this pattern home and cut it for me, and she likes to put fusible webbing on the back of her patterns. And I mean, this is the coolest thing I have ever done. I just open up the plastic bag, and there's all of these, like, unnaturally sturdy pieces of tissue in there, and now I'm going to get to lay it out. And it's, like, it's really funny. I'm kind of digging it, you know?
Crap.
What?
I put this the wrong way. Shite.
Well, don't you need one up and one down anyway?
But I didn't do the line.
Oh.
With the frickin'...
Well, that one piece won't matter. I mean, just know that you made that one wrong, but make the other one. So that fabric doesn't have a lot of...
It know. Doesn't really have a... So this one... Okay. So I'm working on a mock, which is the reason why I'm doing it this way. Titania's dress. And the dress is a vague... Or as we call vogues, because that's what they are. They're incredibly big.
They involve a certain amount of psychicness.
Psychicness that, you know, normal people don't have. So,
eight.
The point of this dress, because it is simple, separately simple, everything has to be cut on bias, which means you cut it at an angle to the weave of the fabric.
We're about to have a boomer.
Hey, girls.
Hey,
yeah.
Baby, what's up?
I have a question for you. You know how I said that I'm going to glove this? I started kind of a prototype, and if you don't like them, if they're not something you want, and this is like part of them, just tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, no, those are fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to make them, like, more
I want you to
longer?
Make them for me. No, I actually like them that,
like this.
I think that's
yeah,
cool.
That's good.
And this whip. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Those are hot. What the hell? Where did you come from? What planet of a delicious, delightful person? Well, yeah. Look,
look
at this, this pattern is ridiculous in a, the best way ever.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
have you never done that before?
No.
No. Oh, my God, I can't deal with that. I can't
like,
deal with
you're,
that.
You're making me so happy. Everything.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Let me know what I can do.
See, everything you do makes me happy. This is why we love Sarah. This is why Sarah is the best person ever.
Okay.
I mean, we love everyone else,
you're
too.
You're drunk on your pattern making playing.
I don't understand.
That is so, how did you do that? It
brings me
okay,
joy.
So Sarah has come up and is wearing this. Did you knot it or is it crocheted or
it's knit?
It's knit.
Mm-hmm.
This knit half wristlet.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Is it okay if we get your
go ahead? That's fine. No,
I can't even describe it. It's like spider webs that is crawling up her arm. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen, and I want them for me. I don't know where I would wear them, but I want one.
Well, what kind of you are?
That's cool. I like that. That could go with everything.
This is supposed to be on the floor.
I love you. Can I just say, like, I'm going to make a temple to Sarah. Like,
okay.
Maybe a thing.
Well, let me tell you the cool thing about it, too, though, is you have to thread them yourself every time you put them on.
Right.
And I'm probably going to end up putting maybe, well, if I tie them tight enough, I can probably have to tie them tight enough. I might put elastic right through here.
Actually,
I think it'll be okay. All right. So, how's your point?
Yes.
Love
those
it.
Are those are awesome. And
yeah,
but
I'll make another one. I'll make three more. I'll make
so,
more
yeah.
Three.
So, cutting things on the bias. It makes yeah makes them hang a very particular way. It hugs the body more because of the way the material flow. Like it makes the dresses expand over your curves and hugs.
It's very flattering.
Well, it's flattering for some people. I look fat in things cut on the bias because the way my body is shaped, being particularly curvy in the bustle and behind area. So not so much. I tend to avoid things cut on the bias, but Sarah is hot. As she's a Pilates instructor, so I don't think this is going to be a problem for her. But because this is a vague, and we've had not so good experiences with vagues before, we're making a trial run at this dress.
Well, just so we know what the pitfalls are, so we don't
want me.
Anyway, we are officially far afield. So, we're making stuff. It may not get much more interesting than that, dear.
I think the podcast
listeners.
The far afield stuff is usually what gets interesting. Of getting into up here.
Oh, that's so true.
Things we talk about.
Oh, and the grunts you hear.
That was manservant activists. Like well, the Bug Girls, we have an intern, but he's not attractive. He just carries heavy stuff.
Yeah.
He lifts the heavy thing.
He lifts the heavy thing.
What was funny? You didn't watch Project Runway this season.
No, I didn't. And then I had Project Runway ruined for me, and then I couldn't watch it. Like, I knew the end. Project Runway is the only thing I do not want to know the end to.
Who ruined it for you?
Your mutual friend posted on blog. Ruined.
Oh,
me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Let me say right offhand. I like historical movies, like historical fiction, like Elizabeth, the Golden Age, was a really great movie for me because I know what's going to happen at the end. I know who lives, I know who dies, so I can watch the whole thing and, like, not be stressed out by the suspense of it. And I know that's stupid and it's my problem, but there you have it, you know, podcast listeners. But, like, Project Runway is the one reality TV show that I watch. And I TiVo'd it the whole time that it was on because of the writer's strike, and I was being a good person and not watching reality TV and not watching it on my TiVo within 7 days because that's how they counted for the ratings. So I was being a good liberal and didn't watch it. And someone posted on their blog and totally ruined it for me, and now I can't even watch it. Like,
I should still watch it. There was some great peak. I deleted it all from my DVR. So.
Oh!
Well, we have it. I have it all, if you ever change your mind.
I don't know.
Where is this episode?
Feeling about it a little bit like I felt about Lost. Kind of betrayed and upset.
I'm going to be right back, so you can talk to yourself while I'm gone.
Oh, okay. Wow. This is dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I'm taking a little shortcut with this pattern because I'm doing a mock. Oh, crap. Stupid. It's 100 million degrees up here right now. Can I just say that? It is so freaking hot. We've got the air conditioning on. It's blowing my pattern around, which is why Sarah Papp lines all of her patterns in, you know, fusible webbing, because that doesn't happen. But anyway, so I'm making this mock-up, and I'm rather than pinning the entire fabric to the pattern and then cutting it out, because we're going to be using this pattern again, we're trying to save it by outlining it in Sharpie, which would be fine if I had pinned this down more, but since I didn't, it's kind of becoming a hot mess.
It'll be all right. I'm back. I brought you water.
I missed you. I'm going to make Thomas listen to this whole thing, and he's going to be like, my God, you people! Blah, blah, blah. Who's talking? Shut up. Ah, ha, ha. See, look, this one's marked. Six is not marked with an arrow. I hate six. Maybe I'll use this and mark it on six, so I'll have a consistent thing going.
Well, that was one of the things, because if you're cutting those on the bias, that was one of the things in the review of that, was that if you cut all of those strap pieces on the bias, people were having problems with them rolling.
Oh, right.
So, but it's good that you did it, because...
No, they were saying do one bias and one knot,
like,
right?
Do the ones that go underneath on the bias and the ones that go on top straight grain or whatever, but just see what happens.
Well, I've already cut two of this one.
That's fine. It doesn't matter, like, because if you do it and then it rolls, then we'll know that
they're
right.
Okay, so it says do one on the bias and one knot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you do, go ahead and do them both on the bias, we'll know if it rolls.
Well, we won't, because this doesn't have a bias.
Well, it does, technically.
I don't think it really does.
It does.
I mean, but it doesn't have a... This doesn't have a weave.
Like, the weave is less... It's the weave.
Oh, whoa, I guess
with,
this... Wow, I guess this does.
It has
never
nothing
mind
to do with how it hangs, though, because, like, really, t-shirt fabric doesn't have a lot going for either, but those dresses are definitely on the bias.
So, you can't tell so much with that cotton. That cotton's... Okay, so I did the other one on the bias, and this one I'm not doing on the bias, right?
Well, you can do them both on the bias. Then we will know if it's going to roll.
All right. That's what I would do. Thoroughly confused now.
Okay. Just cut them both on the bias.
Blah, blah, blah.
I do. I need a manservant, heck with us. North Fulton Drama Club now taking applications. Unpaid position.
Be our bitch.
Be our bitch.
Be our, like, errand boy. Be our errand boy. We'll give you an excellent uniform that we'll make.
We won't
out
make
of,
it.
Out of stretch cotton, it might involve sequins.
We'll give you an excellent outfit. Oh, shoot, I know what we forgot. Damn.
No!
Yes.
No! I'm not going back to the goddamn fabric store for the 30,000th time! They know it's my name now, okay? This problem.
You know what we forgot?
What?
Fabric to make Steve's skirt out of.
Ah! You know, no. 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 We have bags of scrap. I will make him a goddamn patchwork circle skirt.
You really don't want to do that.
No. Not, okay. Not a patchwork. Like, strips. Like, okay. You never read any of the Wizard of Oz books, did you?
I mean, I don't know. I might have blocked it from my
computer. Okay, so, like, General Ginger, when she goes to take over Ozworld or whatever.
Right.
She, all of her girls in her army, because, you know, there's the four kingdoms of Oz, for red, yellow, blue,
red,
and purple.
Yellow, blue.
Red, yellow, blue, and purple, with green in the middle. So, like, all the girls in the army have these four colored skirts, and they turn the stripe of where they're from to the front. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. But the pack would be very easy for me to make it in, like, four colors, and it would be hideous. And I think that follows the theme of what we're doing. And if it was, like, different kinds of fabric, that would be even better. Let me go crazy. I don't want to go back to the store. I can't take it anymore.
Well, I have to go to Joanne tomorrow. You don't have to go with me. I'm saying I have to go tomorrow.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go on the cart. All right, okay.
That's the third lesson.
I'm not doing this one on the bias.
That's fine.
I'm doing this one the other way. We'll see if it matters.
What were the first two lessons? Barbie's always trust you.
30 feet. We didn't say 30 feet, but that is our main
That is our main tenet, yeah. We probably should have talked about that earlier.
Okay, so, like, you know, we're doing a play, right?
No, we're talking to ourselves. Like a couple of old lady loons.
You're like those... the Onassis sisters. Not the Onassis sisters. What the... Like... The Kennedy sisters who lived on Long Island.
The ones that were on
Grey Gardens. The musical is all about the movie Grey Gardens is all about them.
But wasn't it on NPR like, the other day? These two sisters, or did I read it? I don't know. These two sisters that like
no, it was on Fresh Air.
No, This American Life.
The two sisters who. Oh my god. Oh my god. I've been wanting to talk about this for days. So
we're like so those people.
We're so those people. Oh my god. Do you know what I heard on NPR? Stop laughing at me.
I hate you.
You love.
You're
me.
So mean to me.
What would you do without me? Be happy.
Whatever.
And have better self-esteem.
Whatever.
That's not true. I would actually have terrible self. I'd be dead. I'd have starved to death long ago.
Oh my god.
And you know what? I'm laughing because it's so sad. It's true.
Had it. Yeah.
Well, didn't we buy the bigger size?
Again? No, we couldn't find the bigger size.
Well, okay.
You know, because who doesn't want a 70s style
corduroy jumper?
Faux overall jumper. In every size available.
Did we... Okay, where did we look for it again?
I think we looked at both Hancock and Joanne, but I'm not entirely sure about Joanne.
Well, when you go to Joanne on Saturday, check on, or
Friday,
whatever, tomorrow,
yeah.
Look again.
Can't hurt.
Maybe they got more stock in.
Yeah. That's what specific thing
to. Yeah. I mean, you know.
You never
know. Miracles happen.
Anyway. But I've been thinking about it, and I don't know, because most of it is cut on the fold.
Right.
So...
Can't be, like, brief... Can't, because it's got a very specific
brain, yeah,
thing.
But I'm thinking we can scoot it back. We can scoot the front piece back an inch from the fold, and that'll give us 2 inches. And then the two side pieces, if we scoot them back, that'll give us another 2 inches.
Right.
And then we can, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that'll work. I think it's going to be
something
okay.
Like that.
It's going to be okay.
I hope so.
Try not to get worried, try not to hold on to me.
I have 5 pattern pieces for pants. There are 4 pieces for these pants.
Lightning bolt. I don't know where that came from.
I don't really know if this fabric has a discernible right or wrong side.
We don't want to keep this. That.
Allow me to say, if you throw it away, you might want it. Because you know what? We have dug fabric out of the trash before. That is all I'm saying.
Okay. Point taken.
Hey, Mom. Okay, I have a question for you. Do you know what prick stitching is? Prick stitching? P-R-I-C-K. Yes. Let me read you the description here, and you can tell me if this makes any sense and maybe explain it to me in the English language. Okay, bring needle through all thicknesses to the upper side. Take a stitch back only 1 or 2 threads, forming a tiny surface stitch. Bring the needle back out again, a scant 1/4 inch in front of the stitch. It doesn't say. I would assume it means by hand, because I don't know how you could possibly do it on a machine. Oh, so they want us to use the thread to tie a series of tiny knots along this thread line? That is the most psychotic thing I have ever heard of. I am not doing that.
What does it want you to do?
Yeah, I think that sounds what they call, it's a technical term for crazy. Like, I'm not going to be doing that. That is hysterical. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be doing that. Okay. You know, frankly, I had no idea what it sounded like to me. It just sounded like crazy talk, and you have totally confirmed that. Okay, well, now I know. I think, yeah, Mom is invoking the 30-foot rule.
I love you, Mom.
Okay, yeah.
We love you.
We love you. Good to know. Thanks, Mom.
Love you. Bye.
Am I insane? My mom and Joker. Work is over, but
I can't stay to work late. Gotta leave and get ready for my... North Fulton Drama Club's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream opens on May 2nd and runs every Friday and Saturday night for 3 weeks with an afternoon matinee on Sunday, May the 4th. For more information, please visit our blog at www.northfultondramaclub.org. There you can get directions, find out show times, or even reserve a table. Thanks for listening. The steak tastes better when I take my steak tastes better pill. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now.